Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
Steve Doubles in the studio. Hello, Steve.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone out there in Vectis Radio Land.
Indeed.
Stay tuned in, don't tune out. This is your community radio station.
Indeed, absolutely.
We use that.
It is. Now, Operation Geranium. Do you want to give us a recap of the last 6 years?
6 years, yeah.
It's a long time, isn't it?
No, I was a youth worker once, and now I'm working with older people in Age UK on the Isle of Wight, so I've come sort of full circle, really. But the initial sort of catalyst for Operation Draining was the COVID emergency. It was the island's pandemic project. So it was a way of, like, supporting older people because they felt that they were, like, disconnected and they weren't engaged. The government rules prevented them from having their social inclusion projects with friends, neighbours, family. So this was a way of growing plants, employing people with support needs, adults with learning and support needs to grow the plants, and then getting them delivered to the doorsteps of older people around all across the island, working with the charity Age UK Isle of Wight. And obviously they had a database of clients and they needed to map out what their needs were, what resources they had, what they could be help could be given to them at a time when the country was in a crisis and it was an emergency. So we didn't want to throw plants away. We didn't want a business that was employing people with learning support needs to go under because of the financial pressure. And it was a way of linking people up, really. The people that recognised that the crisis older people were facing in loneliness and unhappiness and kind of a lot of people with early onset dementia not entering this strange new world, which didn't really accommodate them.
Yes.
And then the government rule. So there was this link up between people with, like, adults with learning and support needs who'd felt disadvantaged and felt all of their lives that no one had listened to them and they didn't have a voice. Understanding what it was like to be an older person suddenly brought into this world of sort of like emergency and chaos and trying to link up between them. And it was only through Age UK that they could actually visit people and could deliver the plants. And it was an icebreaker. It said, look after a plant, somebody cares about you.
Indeed.
And that was the message, really. A symbol of friendship and good health, the geranium plant. And we went back years later and people said, I remember getting the plant, but I don't know where it came from. I don't know who gave it to me, why, how I was on a list or what happened. But I just remembered in that time I got a plant and I've got it. And now someone else is bringing me another plant. So
it's very fraught times back then, but it is great, isn't it, that happened? Not the COVID, but, you know, the Operation Geranium, because you've gone from strength to strength. So what other things have you been doing since then? You've had the postcards, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, we had the postcards. Well, local artists, we were supporting them in the hospital to put up artwork along the galleries outside the Full Circle restaurant. And we had sort of regular healing art exhibitions. I think we had 7. And I think it was a sign of the times that you couldn't encourage people to go to a hospital to look at art, and it wasn't part of the agenda, and it wasn't theatres and art galleries, and everywhere was closing, and artists couldn't sell their work and couldn't meet people. So we had the idea of sort of take all the artwork home. It will never be going up on display again. So we thought local artists and these people, creative people, actually also being thrown under the same bus as older people. And so I contacted some of them and I said, well, I can't expect that there will ever be another art exhibition at St Mary's Hospital, but I have got all your artwork. I can convert it into postcards, print it and publish it and send it all over the world for free. So maybe people on the other side of the world who've never realised that there are an Isle of Wight art scene can find something and put it on their fridge and have a connection to the Isle of Wight, which they've never had before. Because, as you say, it was strange times, but it was just how to find a way to beat the system and to actually carry on doing something that was showed humanity and showed a bit of consciousness.
You came up with some quite interesting other things, didn't you? You've had music now, it's moved on.
I've always sort of done music, really. Since about 1989, I've always brought bands over here, you know. There's sort of like a diverse genre of like punk, reggae, folk, rock, indie. So I've always sort of had bands in sort of pubs, theatres, sort of football stadiums, free concerts on Ride Regatta on the seafront. So I've always sort of done things like that. So there isn't probably a venue where I haven't sort of like been in the front door and been thrown out the back door. So that's what I mean. I've worked with a lot of island bands, so people will probably know me for that, being a music promoter and trying to introduce new music. Because I mean, it's all about creativity and imagination and like it's harder now. The music industry is quite hard nosed, isn't it? It's hard to get on. And then so, you work with people that have had a history in bands, and they sort of like still doing it, but the actual climate has changed for them, isn't it? So it's quite hard. And it's very much, the island's very much the end of the line, isn't it? And we don't get the touring bands coming here. So
no, what we'll do now is we'll talk to you about something brilliant that's happening in June.
That's correct. Hello, Steve Double, the Operation Geranium story. Don't go away, you haven't heard the last of it.
No, and it'll still continue for years to come, won't it?
As long as I'm alive, I suppose it will.
So, tell us about this this fabulous event that you're going to be having.
I want to talk about that, but I also want to say, like, I've had a lot of help from White Aid and from Unison Isle of Wight healthcare members and Unison Isle of Wight council members over the years, supporting postcards and like town councils and Newport Business Association, Ryde Town Council, Friends of St Mary's have all sponsored sort of series of 5,000 postcards. So it's not something I've been able to do on my own, really. I've had a lot of help, so I'm not the hero of this story, really. I'm just somebody that was around at the time and came up with an idea, and that was a focal point for the support that came on board from different people. So,
and that's the thing. I mean, I guess if you think about it, the Isle of Wight is full of people who help, isn't it?
It is. There's the resilience.
In a lot of ways.
We build resilience on the Isle of Wight because we're special. We're not connected to the mainland. And we do our own thing. And we may do it well, and we may be not very good at it, but we do it our own way.
But the fact is that you do it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So Operation Geranium has come on in leaps and bounds. It hasn't gone away. It isn't going away. And how about the geraniums this year?
Yeah, they're growing. They're not so big. If I was on telly, I'd be able to show you the size of them. But or live on the radio, it's a good place.
It's a bit difficult on the radio.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I can't show pictures of them. They're in a polytunnel and they're sort of growing. And they will be ready by the end of May. And hopefully we'll get like Kiert back on board to deliver them with our great friends with the Cycle White and the work they do in delivering sort of green, carbon neutral, sort of efficient delivery service. So we're all aware of climate change and we're trying to implement that into our delivery systems to take cars off the road and reduce the reliance on fossil fuels.
So really innovative then, Steve?
Innovation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And that's another thing that the island's famous for, isn't it? Innovation.
Vectis Radio.
Well, absolutely.
There you go. Yeah.
Indeed.
I'm in the home of innovation, folks. come and join me. The water's lovely.
So tell us about your festival.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because like you said, 6 years is a long time, isn't it? You know,
it
feels
is.
Like a long time. And I thought to mark this event, you know, because it's been something that has affected people when people were aware of it, and then some of the people who've received plants may no longer be with us, but I thought, let's have an event. I've done a few events at the Apollo Theatre raising money for AGK on the Isle of Wight. And they've been sort of variously well attended and successful. So it's a community sort of playhouse. It was built and bought by a group of friends who wanted to turn a Methodist church into a theatre playhouse and put on casts and productions, which they've been doing for 50 years. So
it's a fabulous place, isn't it?
The dynamics of it. You know, they're not asking for money. They're just trying to support the community, and that's good, I think. So yeah, the 6th of June, a Saturday, the sun will be shining. It's shining today. It's like 1976. I don't know if that's a good omen. the Operation Geranium Festival, it starts at 2 o'clock. So we've got a lot of bands that I've worked with over the years, and some are coming from the mainland and some are here already, but we're just trying to collaborate and we're trying to put on a day of music at the Apollo Theatre on Saturday the 6th of June, the Operation Geranium. I'd rather say fair because I'm not really a festival. I mean, festival, yeah, it's a fair, whatever. It's on the 6th of June at the Apollo Theatre and there's a lot of bands playing, so I can talk about all of them, but I'd have to send you a press release.
Yes, please do.
Well, Angelina Grimshaw and Dave Godby, they opened the Nashville Night Show, and it was a popular West End theatre musical production which came to the Isle of Wight. And we had Steve Young, who was originally grew up in Ryde and then left to pursue a career in music as a session guitar player, and really good guitar player. And he brought this show to the island, and so that was good. And Dave Godby and Angelina supported them. And they've got a really old pedal lap steel guitar which is 60 years old, wow. weighs 100 weight, but it sounds really beautiful in the theatre. It's just melodic and it's harmonious and it's just a great sound. So they're coming back to do their original song, so that's a good opening. And then Graham Yeo Blow, who's been in the Apple Beatles with Rick Stanbridge, and
yes.
he's a good sort of like guy who goes out as a troubadour and plays in everywhere, and he's got a good singing voice. He does great renditions of Beatles songs. I think he's going to maybe do a few different songs, but he's there. The Duvers, newly formed on the Isle of Wight, so it's an opportunity for them to play original, quirky folk community songs. Peter Banks was in a band called After the Fire, which people may remember, 1978. One Rule for You, One Rule for Me. And yeah, so people who've like been on Top of the Pops and toured are there as well as local bands. So there's a whole mixture. And then we've got the Brewer's daughter, Rihanna Crutchley, is a great person, a great friend. And I found her in a field supporting, doing a bit for Hawkwind and the alternative music scene. And she said, I'd really like to play at a theatre, a matinee show, with a family audience, because I've never done it. I've played Glastonbury, Bearded Fury, 100 Club. But that's one thing I've never done. And I said, I might be able to help you there.
Oh, absolutely.
We were sat around the campfire at the time, and she said, well, I'm not sure, but if you ever manage to do it, yeah, I'll be there. So she lives on a canal boat. She's coming here from the Midlands. And she's great, yeah, and it's sort of interactive, traditional folk culture songs.
So fabulous. That's,
and it's a real original sort of thing. And she's been here before with the Brewer's Daughter, but she's doing this solo. All Washed Up, a band that you've had before.
Oh, absolutely.
Well aware of them on the island. So
indeed, they're on our local music list.
The local music. So that's a great thing, isn't it? It's a collaboration of, like, all musicians, all the different... are just a different breed, different genres of music, country, folk, punk, skiffle, but they're all coming together, and it's just a celebration to mark 6 years of Operation Geranium. So we've got the Fish Brothers. Now, people who've been to see the Levellers will probably remember the Fish Brothers because they supported them. They were their main support act, over 200 shows across Europe. They're a comedy, Victorian musical, punk, sort of pub rock song band, the Fish Brothers. So two of them are coming to the island, and they're, it's like a cameo show of Blonde and Cooper, Victorian musical songs played on the piano with vocals. So they'll be entertaining, it'll be comedy, so it'll be a light-hearted part of the show. And they've been a few times to the island. They played it with the Worry Dolls at East Cowes Town
yes.
Hall, and they've obviously done some things with the Levellers, so they're always on at me. We're still going, we're still on the south coast, we're still doing stuff.
Fabulous.
Come get us to come over and we'll do it. So then we've got the Eyes of Sedition. Played at Ventnor Arts Club, and Chris Bashford went to art college with Mick Jones, and then they formed The Clash, but he didn't last long in that because another drummer came along and replaced him. Famously, this happens in bands, in the maelstrom of those early days of punk. This was a DIY thing. And then he joined another band, Chelsea, where he met Jeff Bizzanini, who's on the island now and is in Stormtrooper. And then he went back to art college and decided, I've had enough of this, I'm going to finish my arts degree.
Good for him.
And he's a good artist. So he's coming with his band, and he's also got Caroline DeBoeuf, who was in a lot of pop sort of bands, internationally touring with the Thompson Twins, Shakespeare's sister, and worked with Debbie Harry, and also the Monochrome set around
fabulous.
At one time. So a lot of quirky keyboards, 80s pop, mixed
yes.
sort of 70s punk rock. So, but different. And then, of course, Stormtrooper, two guys who met on the Island of Wight as teenagers, went to the Marquee Club, formed a band, which fell apart quite quickly. And one of them joined Chelsea and then moved to America and has trying to do original music on the island. He's been on the show before. And Nigel Hutchins, who was the singer and songwriter with Jeff. They formed Stormtrooper, but he stayed at the Marquee Club. And then he worked his way up to become the general manager of the Marquee Club, where he was for 10
fabulous.
Years. So amazing stories. If you ever went to the Marquee Club in London and you can remember anything about it, then you'll be in the minority. But you can share your memories with Nigel, who booked the bands and run the place, run all the music for Reading Festival, and like had a fascinating career and is now in a band called Stormtrooper. And they're
fabulous.
On the rise again after 50 years. And their single, I'm a Mess, which was released, was kind of like 1,000 copies, I think, and so
wow.
it's long, long time ago, isn't
yeah.
it? You know,
indeed.
Self-made around the kitchen table, probably, as it was in those days, you know.
So can I ask, how can people get tickets?
You can go to the Apollo Theatre box office. There's a ticket line, ticket source link, and you can follow that. Or you can go to the Apollo Theatre on a Saturday morning. It's open for coffee and a chat with some of the cast and the production and the people there that run the place, and They do the stage sets, they make the tea, they sell the ice creams in the interval. So they're a good bunch of people, and they're like working hard to try and keep an asset for the community going.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Steve, for coming along to see us today. And thank you so much for keeping on with Operation Duranum. And we look forward to your event.
Yeah.
And any other future ones you have.
Hey, Ma, peep out your window. There might be a geranium on your doorstep.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Now,